Okay.
Give us a clap. Thank you very much. Right. Hello.
I've adjusted the position of the. I've adjusted the position of the mic. It's here, sort of. Hopefully better.
All right. Okay.
I did a few test recordings while I was waiting.
All right. Okay. So I'm just trying to adjust my mic because I fucked it, and I fucked it, and fucked it some more. Right, there we go. Oh, okay. Right. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gamers and geeks alike. It's not this week's Monkey Nut Punch. It's the third and final part of our E3 Monkey Nut Punch special. And my uninformed colleague Nigel is with me. Say hello, Nigel.
Hey, you alright? I know nothing.
You know nothing. Just a point, I've got the window open and a helicopter will probably fly over during the podcast. So you'll hear me go, ah, fuck, helicopter.
Again.
Just ignore me.
Three in a row.
Well, actually, earlier a helicopter went over and I was hoping that was it for today, but you never know. So, in this podcast, we'll be covering EA, Ubisoft, and Devolver Digital. And I'll explain why we're covering Devolver Digital at the end. So let's start off with EA. EA showed off Battlefield 5. I think I've mentioned this before, but it started off with a woman with a prosthetic arm beating up a German. Which, I'll be honest with you, the prosthetic armor wasn't a World War II prosthetic arms, because they were like, how can I put it, shop dummy arms. They were, it was more
mannequin
like a,
arms.
Yeah, mannequin arms. That kind of riled me up a bit. They showed some other bits off too, and they said that there's going to be no premium pass and no loot crates in this. To which they got a round of applause. I don't know why they got a round of applause. They don't deserve a round of applause because they fucked up a lot of things by putting loot crates and shit in.
I would have much preferred if the entire crowd just stood up and went, about fucking time.
That would have really worked for me. Would have worked for me. They screwed up Battlefront badly, and I hope Disney takes the license away from them because of that. I really hope that Disney look at it. So we're a family-friendly entertainment company, and you're putting in, how can I put it, gambling mechanics and stuff. My phone's just gone off because I haven't turned it off. Oops. Bad boy.
And Skype has decided to play City Buggers as well with me. Poor connection, apparently.
Oh, you better than you normally are. So that happened. They did a big reveal saying that they've now got Battle Royale mode in there.
Oh, fucking Battle Royale.
Yeah. Call of Duty's going to have Battle Royale. Everything's going to have Battle Royale.
Just because, well, PUBG did it and it was a decent-ish game with a load of bugs. And then Fortnite did it and it got massive. So now because Fortnite did it, everyone wants to do it.
Yeah. I find it really frustrating because Fortnite, I found really irritating because Fortnite wasn't originally about that. It was about surviving, like, zombie horde mode. And the idea was you go out into the world, collect all your stuff, and then night would come, and then you'd have to build your fortress up before night, and then survive the zombie thing until the day broke.
AKA Minecraft.
Yeah, and then they changed their mind and copied it.
They've still got, when you look at the menu, you've got that mode. They call it world versus environment mode or something. And then you've got Battle Royale mode. And obviously, Battle Royale mode is open to all, free to play. And the other mode, if you want to play that, they're saying that mode is in access early access. And to get that, you must pay the princely sum of whatever it is.
Yeah.
My kids have been saying, oh, can we have that mode? I went, no. Why would you want that mode? It's a mode that you're barely ever going to play, and it's not finished, and you don't know. You might as well just wait. If the game's free, later on down the line, that mode will be free.
Yeah.
Anyone who pays for it now is a numpty. They're getting enough money from selling V-Bucks in their game and skins, well, to pay for skins, which do nothing in the game.
Yeah.
So, Fortnite's not for me.
No,
my
no.
My kids fucking love it, and yeah, I can't stand it.
Yeah, no, I don't like it as a game either. They showed off FIFA 19, and because of Konami's fuckery with stuff, Konami have lost the... Well, it's not because of that, it's just didn't bother renewing it. They've lost the... and please note this, Americans, UEFA, not UEAFA, Champions League. So now they've got UEFA in what will be in FIFA 19. They had some guy on stage looking at the... I think it was, I can't remember if it was the UEFA Cup or the World Cup. I'm sure it was the UEFA Cup. And then they had an interview with someone in the audience. And behind them, you had this guy. He looked Mexican. And he just had the most confused fucking look on his face. He looked like the guy... Remember a while back there was an interview on the BBC with some guy who came in for an IT job, but they asked him about Apple Music. He looked like that guy. And I really hope that guy got that fucking job. He deserved it. if you can go on national TV and say, look, I'm not the person, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Shows a real
give it a damn good shot.
Shows a real fucking can-do attitude. That's the kind of people you want.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so they've got the UEFA Champions League. That's quite good. They showed off their Origin Access, which is similar to the Games Pass.
Yes.
But they have got two tiers of it now. One's a premium tier. And I don't know if it costs $100 a month on top of the regular tier. So you can get access to the latest games like you can with the Xbox Games Pass. This is why the Xbox Game Pass is better, because you just pay the one fucking price and get everything, where the EA one's now split into two, where you pay the full, this fucking ridiculous price, and you get what you'd get for the Xbox Game Pass. Yeah. Not great.
Well, we know EA is synonymous with greed. So... surprising? No, not at all.
It's annoying because I managed to get a couple of review games from EA. One of them being Army of Two that we played. Which I got for Fiverr, because it was like, we can't give it to you, but you can pay a small fee and have it. And I thought, I'll just pay a small fee and have it. Make that two copies, please. So I got two copies of it. And we played that, and we really fucking enjoyed that. Even if we did have to, how can I put it, frigging around with our modems to get the fucking talk function working on it. Do you remember that? We were trying to figure out what fucking ports to release on the on our routers.
Which game again?
Army of Two. PS3.
Oh yeah, PS3. Yeah, absolutely. That was a fucking job and a half.
I did enjoy that game, though.
The game itself was great. It's just the voice chat was utter shit.
But they fixed that now with PlayStation 4 and Xbox and all that stuff. So then they showed that off, and then they talked to Vince Zampella of Respawn Entertainment, who's going to do a Star Wars game. And because of the nature of Star Wars at the moment, it's going to fail, and then they're going to close Respawn Entertainment Studios down, and we won't get Titanfall 3, even though I imagine it'd probably be a really good game. Just saying, when it happens, I fucking called it. Because that's how it works. And they said that their game is going to be released for holiday 2019, which is probably the end of 2019. It's a game set between the Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope, so it's the Rebels TV era of Star Wars. And you're supposed to play like one of the last Jedis who survived Order 66. And I just like to point out, Order 66 is two pepperoni pizzas with two bottle Pepsis, and a
free Ben and Jerry's ice cream,
and a cookie dessert. yeah, It's I'm worried because I think the game will be good, but I think people are burnt out in Star Wars because of the last Jedi. And what it is they can clearly see that Disney's now selling them shit stuff. And even that Solo might be a good film because of The Last Jedi, it's put off the normies. And I'm worried that those normies aren't going to be buying the Star Wars game.
Do you know, I think the only Star Wars game I would accept, for me, is Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Yeah.
Literally. And not turning it into some fucking FPS or shit game like that. Just following the source material and making a sequel to number 1 and 2, because those two are two of my top ever games.
Yeah.
They were awesome. And they don't rely on the lore of the films, because it's before that.
Yeah.
Based before it. So they can sort of do whatever they like. So that's what I would prefer. I'm really confused as to why they haven't bothered looking at it. But I know they've made Knights of the Old Republic Online, but that's not the same thing. I played it. It's not the same, not even remotely the same. It's just the in-name.
Yeah.
So I'll quietly hope to myself that they're making a KOTOR 3, which won't happen.
No, I'm sorry.
In my lifetime.
I'm sorry that that's not... It might happen in your lifetime, but it's not happening anytime soon.
Well, it's fine. I've got an Xbox original, and I've got the first two games, which I can play through.
Fair enough. I think I've got it on Steam, actually.
I bought it on Steam, but it doesn't work.
Okay, all right.
I bought it on Steam because it's not compatible, even if you run it in backwards compatibility or whatever. Yeah, anyway.
Okay, well, I'll check that out actually on Steam to see if my version is compatible, because I think I bought mine on Humble Bundle because they're fantastic.
I bought mine on Humble Bundle. But you obviously buy it through, register it through Steam, and it should work. It should work because they're patches and stuff, but I think it's Windows 95 compatibility.
Yeah.
And there was something, it just wasn't working, I had to download a patch, and that was fine. But then it loads, and you get into the game, and it just sort of freezes, and then kicks you out, and yeah, crap.
Okay.
Gutted. Sorry. Gutted. But I got it on the Xbox original.
Another one, that they didn't show any footage off of this new Star Wars game, so we don't know what it looks like or
no,
how far in development it is. But just worried because they've killed two Star Wars games beforehand. They've killed the one that was being done at Visceral Games, and they killed this Star Wars 1313, which wasn't being published by EA but by LucasArts. Bit worrying, very worrying. But hey. Let's move on to the real shit show, Battlefront 2. I can't remember hearing an apology. That was the first thing I was expecting. Yeah, Sony fucked up and they apologised. It wasn't the greatest apology.
Sony?
Remember ages ago when the Sony network got hacked down? It was in the middle of when we had that LAN style thing where me, you, Malcolm, Gav came around your house. And we all played PlayStation 3 Link Up. And the PlayStation network went down because of just the sheer awesomeness of what we were attempting. They didn't apologise for the loot crates, which I think was a bad thing. But they showed off some new solo DLC, which I'm sure is going to sell.
Oh.
So, new
stuff. Well, I ain't buying it.
You didn't even fucking watch the film. I didn't watch the film. I don't know. Only Keith is the only person I know who watched the film.
Which film?
Solo.
Not interested.
Okay. All right. And then they turned around and said they're going to add some more stuff in from the prequel trilogy. So you're going to get a Geonosis map. They're adding in General Grievous as a hero character. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Prequel version, Anakin prequel version, and Count Dooku prequel version. So you have those ones in there. The problem is, I don't think anyone's playing Battlefield 2 because you ruined it, you fuckwits.
I mentioned it in the previous podcast. My kids played it for a little bit, realised it was shit, and went back to the original Battlefront game, which was produced much, much better, and progression was much better thought out. So, yeah.
Well,
good luck with that. Yeah.
Well, here comes the big fucking dump on everything. They showed off Command and Conquer's Rivals, a mobile game, and they did it in the most ham-fisted, haphazard way you could possibly imagine. They had two people on their phones playing it, and then they decided to put some over-the-top commentators to go with it to try and plug it. One, this is a game where it'll be like, do you want to mine Tiberium? Yes, I would like to mine Tiberium. Pay me £1.50. I don't want to pay you £1.50. Then you can wait a day. It's going to be that shit.
Yeah.
It really is. So you're going to have Tiberium and you're going to have another resource. You have Tiberium Green and Tiberium Gold. And that's what's going to fuel the economy, is the fact that the gold version is the shit that you have to buy. And it's going to be a horrible shit show of a game. I'm going to give it a go, just for a laugh. Just so I can, how can I put it, catalogue the error, shall we say. But if they'd have turned around and said, hey, here you go, we've got Command and Conquer, and it's just a new game. They could put a small B-level studio, shall we say, to do the game and sort it out. Because it did promise us a sequel to Command and Conquer Generals, which I liked. I liked Command and Conquer Generals because I could build more than one nuclear weapon at a time, which put a big old fucking smile on my face. There's nothing like nuking your enemies into oblivion, or hitting with an ion cannon, or I can't remember what the terrorists had. They probably had, I think, scud, some kind of scud launcher thing. But they fucked that up, and it's just why are you doing this? Yeah, you shouldn't have shown that off. That should have been just released kind of on the side. It shouldn't have been put forward like that. If you want to do mobile games and sell the studios that you have to someone else. And I'm not joking, EA. Go do that. Go just commit yourself straight to mobile games and sell the studios to Microsoft, Sony, fucking Nintendo, anybody. Devolver fucking Digital. Yeah, just sell them off. And just get out of the game business, because I don't think you're wanted anymore. I think we've had enough of your shitty exploits. Then they showed off Anthem, or Space Harrier, as I'm calling it now. Space Harrier 2018. I have no idea.
Destiny 3.
There's a bit more to it than Destiny 3. There's something. It seems to just revolve around flying down corridor style structures and shooting stuff. It got to a boss fight and then they cut away for the boss fight, and they showed a shitload of concept art but no real gameplay footage, which really worries me, because this thing's supposed to be out at the beginning of next year. It should be in the phase where the game's practically done and they're going through fixing shit and adding in missing content which they thought they didn't need, and they forgot to record, or something happened. The map's not quite to the spec. It doesn't quite run well. That sort of stuff. But no, we got fucking concept art. And it's like, that's fine when the game is 3 years out or 2 years out. But not when it's, 10 months out. So yeah, I don't. I think BioWare's going to go the way of Visceral Gaming and Redwood and all the other studios that EA have chewed their way through just by watching all this stuff, which is, I find a bit distressing, because I like BioWare. I liked Andromeda. I'm probably one of the only people who like Mass Effect Andromeda. It's because I got fucking through the halfway point. As soon as you got past the halfway point, everything became much more fucking interesting.
I did enjoy Andromeda, but it was Mass Effect Andromeda. It was getting a bit draggy for me. Although I think I got to the point where I unleashed two planets. I think it was.
Oh, you killed the architect creature thing.
So I've relinquished something. Oh, it's so long ago.
You unlocked those vaults and turned on the terraforming
stuff.
That's
it. The vaults. Yeah, so I've unlocked two vaults, on two planets, and then I was about to do a third, or some sort of moon was being controlled by some alien race, and you're helping this other alien race. I got to there, basically. I'm probably not even halfway.
It's annoying because...
But it was all right.
It wasn't as terrible as people made out.
But then it wasn't as good as the previous ones.
Yeah, I will surrender that. But
it's... Because I remember on the previous ones, I was playing it, and then I'd want to play more, and play more, and play more, and play more. Like, I turn on the PlayStation, I want to play that game. I want to play Mass Effect and get to the end. That's what I wanted to do. However, with Andromeda, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. My brother really enjoyed it too, because he said the beginning of it was genuinely terrible, and then when he got to a certain bit where he could start making proper progress, it was all right.
After the bit I'm in.
Yeah, I think you were probably about an hour away from when it starts getting good.
Probably
because you start getting the kind of loyalty style missions that you got in Mass Effect 2. So you got those ones started cropping up, and then there's bits with the Archon, and you got the fact that they're all genetically altering the Angara, I think they're called, so that they become...
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Angara.
Yeah, and it was good. I found it good because there was some potential there. There was some potential because one, you're only one bit of Andromeda. You're in a bit where there's a cluster of stars that are clustered around a black hole. Which means there are other places to visit. And then the bad guys... I can't remember what the fucking bad guys' names were now.
I can't remember.
Yeah, the bad guys... what do you call it? They had a bigger empire somewhere too. And the fact that maybe a Reaper follows you to fucking Andromeda. Yeah? Could you imagine that? The end of the game, a fucking Reaper turns up. That would have been fucking kick-ass. It had lots of potential, but it was kind of pissed away because everyone took the piss out of the janky animations at the beginning.
Ket.
The Ket, that was the name, thank you very much.
And the Remnant were the things in the vault.
Yeah, the Remnant were the people who were building up the system, the Helios cluster, and then they realised that something happened, and then they had to fuck off because they put that weird space weed shit. I can't remember what it was called. That was affecting all the space travel. But getting back to Anthem, it looks like Space Harrier. I'm worried that I think EA don't understand that if one of their IPs is fucking people off, that puts people off of other IPs too. And I don't think people understand this. Is when you have a series of stuff, if you piss people off on that series of stuff, then they tend to avoid the next version because they feel like they've been stung, they feel like they've been taken advantage of, and they won't do it a second time. And I think that Anthem, even though I did like Andromeda, is going to fail because of the backlash over the Star Wars stuff, the FIFA stuff, and the fucking Command and Conquer stuff. So I've got Anthem for a fucking huge fail.
Yeah, again, with Anthem, although the initial gameplay looks all right, not outstanding, like I said, like Destiny, I'm going to wait until it's been out for a few weeks and then see if it's actually any good.
Yeah, it might be really good. The problem is if you wait for a few weeks, EA will declare it a flop at the end of the first week before anything's really kind of happened around it.
Well, they can just declare themselves a flop, to be fair.
Yeah. They are a terrible company. I wish they'd just go straight to mobile games and sell their fucking things to other people. Because Microsoft, if they'd have done it recently, Microsoft would have happily bought BioWare, and I would have felt safe with Microsoft owning BioWare. And I felt that they may be a better owner than EA.
Yeah.
Even Activision, with their fucking dodgy practices, would probably be a better company. But hey, but they probably doesn't mind that they put a Mass Effect out each year. They would. You know they would. Ubisoft, our French publisher, or French-Canadian publisher, depending how you want to look at it. Their press conference was, how I would describe a shit press conference, a try-hard press conference, where it's just... It's cringe-tastic. It was the cringiest fucking shit you'd ever seen. Starts off with a giant panda dancing with loads of people outside the studio with a marching band and everything for a good 5 minutes longer than it needed be.
It was 5 minutes long then?
It was 5 minutes long.
It just didn't need to happen.
It just needed to go, oh, look, there's a panda. That's it. We would have been quite happy. There's a panda outside. And then he could have just marched up. They probably would have caught that up too. But they had a band. God, I was just like, this is my dad trying to be hip and cool. That's how bad it was. And that was an advert for Just Dance, whatever. Fucking eight. Oh my God, it was terrible. And then the French person came out, and they have a narrative director, which it sounds like the most bullshit fucking job ever. We've got to make sure we've all got the same story.
Well, it sounds like they've given their mate a job and just given him a nice title.
Yeah. The narrative director and Graham Tatori came out, who's got a ponytail. Of course he is. He's French and he's got a ponytail. That just screams terrible.
Screams Ponce.
Yeah, screams massive Ponce. They showed off Beyond Good and Evil, which is beyond even the game being complete because it's late 2019 for the beta. So it'll be out 2020. Really? I'll be honest with you, this game looks like it's going to be out for the next generation of consoles. So it looks like it's going to be in the launch kind of window, that 3 month period after a console comes out, you'll get this game.
I did like the cinematic trailer of that. It looked interesting, although gave away nothing about what it was.
It did. See, the thing is, I complained about The Last of Us just not telling us, but it kind of set the scene. It felt like this is the beginning of the story. Very first bit of the story that you get. This is you press the button, you hit start. This is what's going to play.
It did feel like that actually. Yeah, something's arrived and it's a big fucking something and some shit's going down, man.
Yeah,
it does. It looks interesting. I'd like to see actual gameplay so I know, because it doesn't tell you if it's an FPS or if it's an RTS.
It's a third-person action-style game, so I think the closest you'll get to it's like a God of War-style game. The new God of War, that is. Latest one. It's weird because I saw that bit at the beginning with the ice miner and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the monkey talk, and he sounded like he was a belter from fucking The Expanse. I was listening to him, it's like, because they kind of cocked out the Londonish accent on here. I couldn't even call it Cockney or anything else because it sounded more belter than anything else. And
Crapney.
Crapney, yeah. I kind of like that because it made me smile. The diversity stick felt like it'd been attached to every fucking Ubisoft game because it was like you had the woman character, the black character who was flying out. And she was, I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but she was outside the ship because everyone else was pissed, apparently. Which, fair enough, everyone's pissed. And then they got attacked, and the original protagonist of the previous game, the person called Jade, who was, I think she's like a reporter-style person, she is the bad guy now. Which is interesting. Which is all my criticism thrown at Ubisoft was actually an interesting trailer to see because it whetted my appetite, and I mean a proper kind of whet my appetite sort of thing. So I was impressed with that, and I think like it's a bit of a I'll give it a thumbs up for that. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt came out and said that he is working with the makers of it with a company called Hit the Record or whatever it was. And what they're doing is they're having competitions so they can put elements into the game, be it bits of artwork, radio conversations, writing, that sort of stuff. I got a feeling this is going to be an open world game. I got a feeling you're going to be climbing up radio towers. But
yeah,
I like the idea of being able to put stuff in there. So you could do like a radio station or something. So you could do snippets and stuff if you're like a podcaster like us. A downside is you have to make it interesting. Which was great because you could put all those bits into the game itself. And then I saw something which tried to top the panda when a fat Finnish guy in a motocross uniform on a motocross bike made his way down to the stage, dropped his bike, high-fived everyone he could in the crowd, got up on stage, and then fell into a balsa wood setup for a TV monitor. Again, it felt like my dad had put all this shit in. He would have been pissing himself laughing at that. I just felt that was terribly cringy. And he was there talking about Trials Fusion. I was going to call it Childs Fusion.
Trials Rising.
No, I was going to say Childs as in Adrian Childs, who I can't fucking stand. yeah, I don't like... Trials Fusion's all right, but it's not my cup of tea.
I thought it was Trials Rising. I'm looking at this.
Is it Trials Rising? Trials Rising, Trials Fusion?
Trials Rising.
Okay, Trials Rising.
Trials Fusion is the one that we've been given free on PSN this month.
Okay.
Which won't download for some reason.
Okay, I'll have to have a...
You click the download button, it just goes,
What
do you want?
Do you know what?
Buy now.
Do you know what? I had that problem with Netflix. Because Netflix, for some reason, I tried using a secondary hard drive on my PS2 and the hard drive died. It was an old hard drive. I tried it died, and it took Netflix, the app, with it. So I couldn't start it up. So I went to go and download and it wouldn't download, and I found the way to get around it was to get your app out and pop it in your download queue.
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah, try that. It might work.
Like I did while I was over yours with Black Ops 3.
Yeah. Blocks. And then they showed off the Division 2 again.
Yay.
Oh, fuck me. This game's going to fall flat on its face because it just didn't deliver.
It will.
Yeah.
Eight-person raids, apparently.
Yeah, that sounds like it's been done on other things.
Which will be released as a free downloadable content for the game. No.
It's part of the game.
No. Why is that downloadable content? Surely that's...
in the game.
A feature of the game.
Yeah.
It is not a downloadable content for the game. It is a feature of the game to have 8-person raids.
Yeah.
Why do you need to fucking turn it into DLC? You're developing it at the same time as the game.
Yeah.
You don't remove that point, that bit from the game, and then sell it separately, even if it is selling it for free. It's utter bullshit. I really fucking hate this generation
But it's DLC. It's not DLC. It's part of the game.
It's not DLC, man. You've developed it at the same time as the main game, so it should be released within the main game, not removed and then sold separately. That's called being a prick.
Yeah, mate, it's called being a prick.
No publisher will get my cash for the main game if they're going to pull shit like that.
Yeah. But hey, anyway, it's Division 2. I don't think anyone cares anymore. I think that's another game that's going to fall flat on its face.
We covered Division 2 in the previous podcast.
Yeah, we did.
So let's not give it too much attention in this one.
Yeah. Anyway, they're adding Donkey Kong to the Mario Rabbids game, or as I'm referring it to, Mario XCOM. On the Switch, there's a game where it's Mario versus Rabbids, yeah?
Right.
And it plays just like XCOM.
Okay.
Which isn't a bad thing, alright?
That's not a bad thing.
But they're adding Donkey Kong to it, which is kind of cool. Then they showed off a game called Starlink. Again, it's an adventure space game, which is split between flying through space and on the ground. And ironically, they're going to get this game out before Star Citizen, which has been in development since, I think, before my son was born. Not to pick on Star Citizen too much, but it's one of those games I've been keeping an eye on, and I haven't realised how long I've been keeping an eye on this fucking game. I don't think it's ever coming out, which I'm.
I can't remember this. What was it?
Star Citizen. Starlink is the game, that Ubisoft game, which is kind of like a kiddie game where you're flying through space and stuff. It looks very Saturday morning cartoonish. It's not a bad thing. I don't think there are too many games for kids. I think what's happened is you've got a generation of gamers, and they've kind of grown up, and the games have grown up with them. But only Nintendo have realised that you kind of got to get them early, and then they get into the kind of gaming ecosystem.
Star Citizen was announced in 2012.
Okay, maybe it was a bit after.
As a Kickstarter campaign.
Okay.
So, target release 2014. Only slightly late. So, anyway, Starlink.
Space game. Looks fun. Looks good for the kids. And they put Star Fox in it. So this is the first time I've seen Star Fox has been in a Star Wing-style game outside his own thing. Because he's in Super Smash Brothers, but that's about it.
He's a fox thing, isn't he?
He's a fox that has had his leg cut off so he can pull higher Gs. Go find a picture of Star Fox online, and you'll notice he has metal legs. And the reason he has metal legs is he's had them amputated so his heart can cope with flying at high G. Because you look at all the other characters and they've all had their legs amputated. Just a little factoid. Well, it's not factoid, it's a fact. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, they've all got metal boots on.
They're not metal boots, they're metal prosthetics. It's so they can pull high G. They've cut their legs off. That's in a Nintendo game. That's a little dark.
Yeah.
You're now looking at it going, Christ.
I am. I've got, I think, on that SNES, mini SNES I mentioned in the previous podcast, I think there's a Star Fox game on that.
That would be the Super Nintendo FX chip version, which is okay. It's not great.
I think I tried it and I went, "What is this crap?" Because I never played SNES, which is why I bought the mini SNES. My mates all had one. I didn't have one. But hey. When you've got 20 games from the SNES coming on there, well, it's hard to say no, isn't it, really? So, what was that? Star Fox 2 and Star Fox 1.
They put Star Fox 2 on there?
Yeah.
Because Star Fox 2 was never finished and never released.
Yeah, it's on there.
Be interesting. I'm going to have to find a ROM of that, actually, when I get a chance. Because apparently it was never finished, because it was done by a game. And then Nintendo screwed the games company around. The best version of Star Fox is Star Fox 64 on the NES. Not the N64, sorry. On the NES, I've downgraded it to 8-bit.
Well, if you ever see the cartridge, let me know and I'll have to get it because I've got an N64.
Yeah. Well, the Star Fox 2 one, if you saw that cartridge, it's probably worth £100-something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was never released.
Yeah. Then they showed off a game called For Honor. I was invited to the beta for Honor, and I could have played it on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation, and I chose none of them.
I played For Honor beta on PC.
Yeah.
I was excited to play it because I liked the premise. Although, I couldn't get the hang of it. You have to sort of move your mouse. It's more difficult on the PC, I would imagine, than it would be on a controller, because you have to move your mouse and hold like a button in a certain direction to block in that direction. So you push up to block up, right, left, you know, and down.
Yeah, yeah.
So it, depending on which direction the person hits, hit it. And obviously, if you're attacking, you're pushing the other mouse button, and you're pushing it up, you're holding it up to hit up, you're holding it down to do a low, left, right, you know. And so you sort of have to try not to get hit and all that sort of stuff. And the matchmaking was, how do I say it, crap in the beta. I hope they fixed it for the real game, because at some points I was just sitting there waiting it, and it was just whirring. And I thought it would be busy,
yeah,
because, you know, it was a beta, and it was a free beta, and it was that weekend it came out. It was on the weekend I was trying to play it, so you'd expect loads of people to play. And I think maybe they got on there before me and realised it was shit and left. Do you know what I mean? So, good premise. Poor execution, I would say.
Yeah, well, I think that they're doing a, they're in another go at Foreigner.
So we're not re-releasing it.
No, no, they're doing another version of it. So
another version. Sorry.
Well, yeah, like Foreigner subtitle something, which I didn't write down because I just wrote Foreigner down.
Oh right, right.
So they did it. They showed a trailer. Again, the diversity stick came out because apparently the fighter that you were looking at was a woman. Because women were renowned for fighting in those times.
Yep.
It's not right. Just a little sick of... if the woman is a fighter, she has to be like exceptional, but it has to be done in a certain way, so it's not unbelievable like it was with the Battlefield 4 thing. Yeah, because it's like with the Battlefield 4 thing, yeah? If it was a woman... and she was a sniper, and she was on the Russian side, I would believe it without a fucking question, because I know that shit was real. But since I get the woman prosthetic arm and did all that shit, and then they did the same thing here, they could have made a Joan of Arc. And if they made a Joan of Arc, I would have gone, makes sense. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they didn't. It's just, like, generic. I don't think it's going to work. I think you're going to have a repeat of For on the first time round.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's okay. It's I've just looked it up. It's an expansion for For Honor.
Is it?
It's called Marching Fire.
With the Chinese, is it Chinese? I think they put into it.
They're saying a new faction, four new heroes, and a new 4x4 mode. And significant visual enhancements and unlimited single-player and two-person co-op PvE mode yet to be revealed. So you don't have to play against other people.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So, the new faction... the Wulin faction. So, yeah, ancient China.
Oh, okay. It was right. It was Chinese.
Yeah, so you get the Shaolin...
from Japan. Tiandi...
Jiang Jun and yeah. Nuxia. They're the names of the things. So you've got your assassin class, your pole weapon, short blade, and a bow. So, with the Shaolin. Yeah, so, okay.
Okay, well.
Yeah, the graphical enhancements look alright, although it looks fine as it is, to be fair. Just add a little bit more colour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see what they're doing.
Okay. All right. They showed off the Crew 2. Was another one they showed off. And I don't
care
for
it. Crew 2.
It's like a driving thing.
Car game, right?
It's supposed to be like their version of the Fast and Furious. And I'll be honest with you, I would kind of watch the trailer and then I just went, oh, I think I left the gas on. Because I'm not interested in it. In fact, the first one was a buggy mess. Yeah.
I never played the Crew.
Okay, I never played the Crew. I don't know anyone who played the Crew. But yeah, it was a buggy mess. And
never,
then
never played it. That's not interesting.
Then let's move on to Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Again, here comes the diversity stick because they showed the gameplay off by the woman's perspective. I hate to tell you that women weren't Spartans. Spartans were pretty homosexual, shall we say. You're supposed to be the granddaughter or grandson of Leonidas. What I would like them to do is drop the whole Assassin's Creed part of it and just call it Odyssey.
Ah. Like we said with another one. You know, what did we call it? Well, I can't remember what the other one was. A something story. Why not?
Oh, yeah. It was Fallout 76. Vault 76. Yeah,
Vault 76.
A Fallout story, yeah.
Why not just call this a story?
Odyssey, an Assassin's Creed story.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Assassin's Creed story, the actual story of Assassin's Creed with the ancients and stuff like that, was wrapped up in the third fucking game.
It's... You've got... I'm playing... I've got Black Flag on my PC, and I've played that for a little bit, because I heard that was the best one. And it's all about pirates. Pirates weren't assassins. They were pirates.
I could have just called it Black Flag.
Just fucking Black Flag. An Assassin's Creed story. Because then you know it's in the sort of same vein. You've got a bloke in the future using a machine to tap into the memories of his ancestors to play as whoever, Blackbeard the pirate, let's say. Fine, I'm down with that. But it's not fucking Assassins.
Yeah.
I'm being a bit fucking pedantic.
No, it's not. They should do it as a whole new IP. There's nothing wrong with them doing that as a new IP. Because they can adjust some of the bits that they're not happy with. And they won't freak out the Assassin's Creed fans.
You've got Assassin's Creed fans who are probably diehard fans like any other fucking game. But, yeah, why not say it's set in the same universe, a thingy story, and then you can play with it, change it, change everything you don't like, implement new stuff. But you're only using the source material as inspiration for it, and you can get away with that.
Yeah. That's fine.
They could have done that with
this. Because the other thing too is they could have thrown in a few like supernatural elements. Yeah, they could have done some supernatural elements evolving around the gods and stuff, yeah? Just some weird shit that no one understood. And they could have just mistaken that for godly power.
Why can't they do Britain's Most Haunted Houses? An Assassin's Creed story?
They could.
do you know...
Cause,
missing a trick, mate.
Because Assassin's Creed is... Because they went so far back, they forgot that the whole Assassin's Creed thing started in the Middle East in the Middle Ages. Yeah? So they went back to Egypt, yeah, where the Assassins didn't fucking exist, because Assassins is short for hashassin, because they used to smoke fucking reefers.
Hashish.
Yeah, they smoked hashish after they did the job, yeah? And given that, yeah, and that was like the point of origin for them, which was the first game, which made perfect sense. They couldn't go back to Egypt, and they can't go back to Greece. So they had two logical places they could... They could have gone to feudal Japan, and you could have been a fucking ninja. And tell me that wouldn't have been awesome. And I mean an Assassin's Creed game where you are a goddamn ninja. Come on.
Who doesn't want to be a ninja? Really?
Seriously. I sometimes I go to the toilet late at night and I flush the toilet, and as the toilet's flushing, I'm worried that I'll either get killed by the alien from Aliens, the Predator from Predator, or ninjas. The rule of three coming into play there. And then the other one is World War II. You could have been like part of the French Resistance or something, or in Norway, or something from World War II, and that would have worked too.
Technically, you could do the Assassin's Creed in Japan, being a ninja, because the ninjas were assassins. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly. Who does that? As I said, it fits perfectly.
Perfectly, and they chose. Not that I'm complaining, because Black Flag is a good game. But it doesn't fit as well as fucking ninjas.
Yeah.
Ninjas! Nothing's better than ninjas.
They could have...
samurais.
Seriously.
Ninjas and samurais. Nothing's better.
See, the thing is, I have to side with the ninjas, because the ninjas were just like farm folk who went all militant and decided to kill off the fucking samurais and shit, and I'd be a ninja over a samurai.
Yes. Yes.
But they showed it off. It looked really colourful, and they had some really kind of fantastic bits where they're showing off like kind of statues and Mykonos, which was good. I can't remember if I've been to Mykonos. I've been to places in Greece, and I can't remember where I've been to in Greece. Mykonos, it might have been Mykonos that I went to. But it did look pretty, and it was that same kind of colour gradient that you got from the Sucker Punch game from Sony. What was it? Ghost of Tsushima? Yeah? Which Bye. Looked good. Okay, so I want to finish off with... I'm going to describe them as the fucking winners of E3. I've never watched a Devolver Digital press conference until this year. And neither has Keith. Neither has Nigel. And I don't think...
Keith probably hasn't either.
Keith probably hasn't either. And they are just this... How can I put it? It's mad, anarchic, fuck you to the game industry kind of press conference. It's hosted by the crazed Nina Struthers, I think her name is, who introduced us to Loot Box Coin. And Loot Box Coin is a cross between loot boxes and cryptocurrency. To which she said, "We don't know if it's worth anything, and we don't know if you can spend it." Which I fucking just loved. And then everything was just mad. They had like pre-recorded footage of the audience eating popcorn and kind of reacting. And then they had one guy who, she said animated GIF, yeah? And he turns around and goes, "I think you'll find that's GIF, because that's how the creator described it." Which really fucks me off, because it's an acronym. And if it's an acronym, you take the hard letter from each part of that acronym. So you take the hard G, the hard I, and the hard F, which is GIF. Yeah? And he should have fucking called it GIF. Joint Interchanged Format, yeah? Something along those lines, but he didn't. He's a pillock.
What did he call it?
He calls it a GIF, not a GIF. Yeah?
Well, just because you created it doesn't mean you can say it right.
Well, no, because he doesn't know how the guy didn't know how fucking acronyms worked.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
But it's great, because this character, Nina Struthers, decided to set fire to the person who corrected her. It was just fucking balmy. And it made me laugh. I was watching it, and the whole thing made me laugh, and it was really entertaining. The downside to it is, I think they showed off games, but I wasn't paying attention to that. Everything else was there. Apparently they had a barbecue. Gavin would have loved that.
Yeah, Gav would have loved the barbecue.
So yeah, that's Devolver
Digital.
Doesn't
matter where the barbecue is, though. He'll be there.
Oh, he'd be there.
He'll love it.
It's like a shark. He can smell a barbecue 20 miles away.
There's a barbecue brewing.
There's a barbecue. They're cooking on gas. I have to stop them.
20 miles southwest.
Southwest. Fetch the car.
Where are we going? I don't know, but when we get there, I'll know.
Yeah, they'll know. Yeah. And I really wish you'd have watched it, because I really wanted to talk about it to you. And I hope that you'll watch it, and we can have a phone call about it. Because it was... I just was entertained. Apparently they did it last year. Because they even had
some time tomorrow.
They even had a flashback to the previous conference where someone lost an arm, and then that someone again came back. And it kind of reminded me of one of the convoluted stories you get in Metal Gear. And it was just them kind of thumbing their nose at the game industry entirely, and it just made me laugh. And it was the way that she'd come out, this woman would come out, she delivered the lines fantastically with such kind of passion and stuff. But what she was saying was like, kind of, "You guys are morons. We know that nostalgia will sell to you, and we know that you will lap it up and love it." Yeah. And then she's getting a round of applause and for that shit. And I was like, this is how people react in fucking conferences. in these fucking games conferences. This is how people react. And I kind of like the fact that Double Digital were giving the kind of middle finger, the like the South Park kind of E3. And in my eyes, they won E3 just by entertaining me. The downside is I don't think they had advertised any fucking games to me because I had no idea what the fuck was going on. Anyway, that's our final part of our E3 coverage.
Can I, on a final gaming note about Bethesda?
Don't upset me.
Right, I've stumbled across an article as we're talking. Now, I don't know if you're aware of a little game called Fallout Shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, released in 2015. Pretty decent, actually, for a free one. It's when they released Fallout 4, they went, oh, by the way, it's available now. And so that's been out for a couple of years. Now, they have just issued a lawsuit to Warner Brothers, and because Warner Brothers have just released a game called Westworld on the mobile.
And
Westworld, I was almost going to download it, but I didn't. Westworld is very similar to Fallout Shelter to the point where Bethesda, in their lawsuit, state it has such striking resemblances to our game and code, it has the same or highly similar game design, art style, animations, features and other gameplay elements, including some bugs that were present in the very first iteration of Fallout Shelter.
Oh dear, when you sit there and say you've copied it to the point that you've even copied our fucking errors.
Yeah.
There's a guy called, he calls himself Guru Larry, and he does top tens, yeah? And in his top tens, he slips in a few errors on purpose. And the reason he slips the errors on purpose is so if anyone is copying him, he'll know by the errors that they make. He does it on purpose so he can sit there and go, I know you fucking copied me. And it sounds a similar situation there. And I can't remember the last time Bethesda sued anyone. Interplay, that was the last time they sued anyone, because Interplay were doing they're planning on doing a Fallout game online, and they were going to sue them, and then they didn't do it because there was some confusion over the rights, to which I think they paid Interplay $2 million to cover the development costs and said that they couldn't make it. So it was one of those kind of fairer, you can't do it, but we know this is not quite solid, so here, £2 million, or $2 million, sorry, for your troubles. That's interesting. I'll have to look at the Westworld game now.
Yeah, take a look. It popped up because initially I had signed up for it. Not signed up for it. I'd spotted something on the Play Store and I went, oh, do you know what? I might be interested in that. Oh, it's not released yet. Okay, notify me. And it notified me when it was released last week, and so within a week, Bethesda have issued a lawsuit because they've copied everything down to the bugs.
All right, just one note before.
So I just thought I'd chuck that in.
Yeah, just one note before we go. I've been playing XCOM, yeah, because you were complaining that XCOM wasn't working properly. So naturally, I had to download it and start playing it, to which it's working fine until today I got a bug. But it's one of the greatest bugs ever. The enemies don't fight back.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll have to record it and pop it up on Twitter. But the enemies have stopped fighting back. So I've played, I think, 3 rounds where I've just ran at the enemy, shot them all, and then completed the level. And I've got like 3 lots of flawless results with it, which has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap this bastard up and put a bow on it. Next week we'll get back to normal. We'll be talking about Luke Cage, so that means you've got to watch at least 4 episodes between now and next podcast, Nige. Yeah, because what will happen is it'll probably be that first half will be good. It'll sag in the middle and it'll be good at the end. That's my prediction. I haven't watched any of them. It came out Friday and there wasn't much fanfare about it. So.
Yeah, true. True.
So we'll be back to normal. So, Nige, say goodbye, mate.
Yeah. Goodbye. And thanks for enduring us during our E3 specials.
Yes. It's been nice to talk about games. Let's get back to our roots, Nige.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you won't have to worry about us because unless a new game comes out and we're all kind of enraptured by it, I don't think we'll talk this heavily about games unless something big happens.
Yeah, very true.
So it's goodbye from me.
Very true.
Oh, sorry.
And it's goodbye from me.
And we will you will hear from us in the next podcast. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And stop.